Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A quick programming note, Texans general manager Nick Caserio will join us 7:30 on Wednesday this week. So make a note of that.
You know what we're going to do, Sean? We're going to have him grade himself.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. You hate other people's report cards. You must love like your making own.
Having your kid punish themselves. You know, well, we're going to have, hey, Nick, what grade do you give the draft?
Yeah.
You know what he's going to answer? I guarantee. Incomplete. You just don't know yet. Come to me in 3 years. Yeah.
For sure. It's interesting because I got the text that we're ready to go with him 7:30 on Wednesday. That's leading into a segment where I still think there are some questions that people have about the Texans draft. So these are things that we can maybe bounce off Nick on Wednesday this week when he joins us. He was actually asked about this first one because I think there were people maybe surprised, Seth, that after day two they still had not drafted a defensive tackle, right?
Yeah. So this question was, I believe DJ Bienname asked this after Friday night's draft where they had not drafted a defensive tackle in the second or third round.
Yeah, we'll see. There's some opportunities there. There's a number of players that we liked, and you know, we didn't have the opportunity to add them to our team. I think we're excited about the players that we've added. So, I mean, we've signed some players in free agency. We signed Foley. We signed Tim Settle. We signed Danico. We have some players that have some flexibility there in the front. So, I mean, like we talked about last week or whenever it was, if we had to go out there and play football, you know, we'd be able to put a team out there regardless of whoever we drafted here. So nothing's really changed. So there will be opportunities, I'm sure, between now and September to add wherever we feel necessary. So if we feel there's an opportunity and we feel there's a spot that we need to add somebody, there's going to be players available. So we'll try to make good decisions, and if there's a situation that makes sense, we'll certainly pursue it.
We'll get to the position in a second. He was very clear about that yesterday, though, or I'm sorry, Saturday in his press conference, Seth, is that he didn't say, not his exact words, but they're at 90. You know, they signed a few undrafted guys, so they're at 90 now, but he was pretty clear, like, you know, don't get too attached to some of these guys. Like,
some of these guys have lost their job already.
Yeah, there could be a lot of churn coming, like even, you know, before OTAs, that kind of thing, you know?
So, yeah, the one fun thing about Nick, as long as he's the general manager of the Texans, is that there will be activity. there's always trades. There are always, I don't want to say we've gotten spoiled by it, because not like everybody wants trades and activity all the time, but it does get kind of weird in the first couple of rounds there when there's no trading going on and you're just standing pat. Diana Russini had the report on Thursday night that Caserio was trying to trade up into the first round, and then Nick basically confirmed it in the press conference on Friday night. I think where your mind goes, this is pure speculation by me, but it all kinds of seems to add up. Look, we go into this draft thinking, man, it makes a lot of sense for the Texans to draft defensive backs and defensive tackles. He's asked specifically about defensive tackles on Friday night, and he says the opportunity just wasn't there. Well, it feels a whole lot like the four guys who were drafted ahead of the Texans that evening. At least one of those guys was probably on the Texans' radar or on their wish list.
You think,
and
that
they maybe were trying to trade up to get him.
Yep.
Or either maybe Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry, these are defensive backs, two teams hopped ahead of the Texans to draft those guys. I don't know if the Texans liked either of those guys better than Kamari Lassiter, but it's certainly possible. But I think the defensive tackles specifically, they probably liked Ruka Roro, Johnny Newton, or Braden Fisk. I'd be surprised if it was Tavondre Sweat just because of the scheme fit. But three of those guys, I bet one of those guys, I'm sure they liked.
So that's question number one, about defensive tackle. And they ended up drafting a defensive tackle on day three, Marcus Harris, who's a very productive player at Auburn. He was all SEC.
I like him a lot.
I do too.
His size works against them at times, really to an extreme degree, but then there's other times where he's awesome. So I'll be pulling for him. He plays his butt off, and he really, he's undersized, but he's really strong and has an ability to get into the backfield, so he's just got to hopefully learn a few things technique-wise.
Let's get to a couple other questions. This one, no audio with this one. This is just one that saw a lot of people after the draft, Seth. Texans didn't draft any wide receivers with any of their 9 picks. You know, the only passing game skill player weapon they really drafted was Cade Stover. They drafted Jawar Jordan, the running back, in the 6th round. But as far as, traditional pass catchers go, Cade Stover in the 4th round. But no wide receivers. And so even Ocho was texting in this morning. You had all these wide receivers. You didn't draft a single one. This is malpractice. My first response to those people is you kind of did draft a wide receiver. His name is Stephon Diggs. You traded back 19 spots to get a second-round pick you used on Diggs. But this is something you and I talked about last week. They didn't draft a wide receiver, so are we maybe buying C.J. Stroud's scouting report on John Mechie right now and how he looks that they didn't draft any wide receivers?
I think with wide receiver, that it's not a huge priority right here and now necessarily. And that it wasn't, maybe they were trying to trade up to get Ladd McConkey or Keon Coleman or something in the 2nd round there. But I just wasn't overly concerned or worked up about it. I think now that we have 3 really good wide receivers, I feel like now people are treating it like it's your birthright to always have 3 awesome wide receivers, when usually the team that wins the Super Bowl has 2 really good receivers at best. It's just not, it's the exception, not the rule, that good teams have 3 really exciting wide receivers. So I'm not overly stressed about it. It would have been nice, but if they were going to be aggressive in going after something, I wanted it to be either a defensive tackle or a defensive back.
I can get with that for sure. Third thing, as you mentioned, reportedly Nick was trying to trade up into the back end of the 1st round to get somebody. We can speculate as to who that was, and I can 100% assure you, if we were to ask him Wednesday, he would not tell us who it was, because that player is on another team now. But we can speculate based on the types of guys they've drafted, particularly since D'Amico got to the building, I think, especially. But Nick's been fond of Alabama guys for a while now. This Terrion Arnold story that Kyle Brandt brings up in an interview with Terrion Arnold, this is before the draft.
Yeah,
Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama, who I think is 2 thumbs up on Payne and Pendergast. From what we know, we love this kid. This is a great story that Kyle Brandt gets out of him about his high school janitor named Mr. Biggs. Was his high school janitor.
Mr. Biggs, I've been working with him since I first got to my school at John Paul. I got there in 11th grade, and just the opportunity to work with him, I valued it every day. The life lessons that he taught me, from fixing those screws, or standing up on the ladder when my football coach walked in and almost killed him for doing that before a football game. He's a great man. He always says, his favorite phrase is, "You treat me better than I deserve to be treated." Mm-hmm. And I always tell him, man, you treat me better than I deserve to be treated. It's an honor just for me to be able to talk about you on your behalf, or me to sit up here and just give you the praise that you deserve, because you're a janitor. I think people, they don't value things like that, but when you go in there and you watch somebody have to get on his hands and knees, clean the toilet, clean up stains, yeah. It makes you appreciate life. And when he does it with a smile on his face. Sometimes, you'll see people litter. You'll be like, oh, okay. But you don't think nothing of it because somebody has to come and pick it up. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing in the school. It just allowed me to appreciate what people do. I'll never forget, it was one story. I don't know where it happened at, but I'll never forget when the garbage people, they went on strike.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because they wanted a raise.
Sure.
You don't think about that, your trash getting picked up every Monday until it don't get picked up, and it just continue to pile up. So it's the same thing with him. And people like that in the world, obviously they value us as athletes. We're entertainers. People could say, oh, man, you're this, you're that. But it's those people like that that deserve to be uplifted and valued too.
He's basically cornerback Will Anderson. That's who he is.
Well, yeah, and on the broadcast on Thursday night, on the ABC broadcast. Nick Saban was talking about Terrion Arnold and talking about how his wife's favorite player on the team is Terrion Arnold. I was saying Miss Terry loves Terrion Arnold, but it gets too confusing. And that he sits right next to Nick Saban in meetings. But Saban said it with kind of like a, almost like a smirk on his face, but like Terrion Arnold's got a lot of personality and he's probably entertaining to Saban sitting next to him. It sounded exactly like Will Anderson, who sounds exactly like D'Amico Ryans. Like, and it, between the Alabama lineage and the defensive player side of the ball and all of that, I thought, man, if the Texans are trying to trade up into the first round, that's probably who they're trying to go for, especially because, yeah, you know, obviously they can use a defensive back. So that would have been cool.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But he also, was that part of the same story, Sean, as the one where he gave his jersey to Mr. Biggs?
Yeah, well, the video was playing in the background. So the video of what you're talking about was playing in the background while he was telling that story. But yeah, that's what that was. No Alabama guys in this draft class, huh? I'm thinking
The Texans draft class.
Texans draft. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Texans draft class. Yeah. So that's the first time in a few years that's happened. Usually they take two. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
That's why maybe the part of that's why I was convinced it was Terrion Arnold.
It's a good hypothesis.
It's not a slam dunk that they have to take an Alabama guy, but my goodness.
Seems logical. All right.
Oh, you know what, though? That is one thing to feel good about with with Lassiter. I'll tell you next.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you. Yes, we'll get to know the rookies, including Kamari Lassiter. And does Nick Caserio have a favorite of all these guys? I think he might. We'll get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.